Begin the Quran daf Masech Zavod Zara daf Chav Tes. So begin the Manalv Gim Tes Matta. Begin the Gemara Sheini Ladag Dam,
which Rashi says that means you should eat the day before Hakaza Dogim. I said says Vadamin Mendarim. I think Gemara says Dam Nav Dam. Based in my keysin, you don't do bloodletting. Lalo Eifes Vlo Dogim. Not when you eat poultry. Not when you eat fish. Hanyalata. That's immediate. But if it's not immediate, then it's actually okay. The words, actually, this belongs in the Mishnah. But not just the two of them. Pirush, in other words, it's where people are not so common. Which was Bishvil Narda, which was in the alleyways in Narda. But literally just the two of them, secluded. That I don't have to say, because typically that's sufficient. Even the halach of hair cutting is prohibited, because there's a spect of murder. That's you have to explain also regarding the nursing on Dav Chavav Manav. Doesn't mean just the two of them, because there are other concerns. But if they're somewhat secluded, they were saying a haircut is a problem. It says, "Master begins Gemara." I'm stopped by the Gachamim Rebbe Mar. Someone's getting a haircut from a non-Jew. He looks in the mirror. Now, Tanya b'Tosef the Per Gimel and Bishami the Perik and Bishami here in this Perik. Yisrael, I'm stopped by Ma'ibu Gachamim, a Jew that's getting a haircut from a non-Jew. Rebbe Mar, he looks in the mirror. Menakuti ain't Rebbe Mar. But he's getting a haircut from a Kuti. He shouldn't look in the mirror. Perish Lafisha in Chashul Mashvei Chazdam, because they're not suspected on murder. And if you're going to say Hitir Shel Bishvim Galil, but they permitted the house of Galil. That they would look in the mirror, pirsh, abmin akuti, even from akuti, and they show he's a kut kin lamalchas, because they needed to present themselves by the kings, so they have to see how they look. Mashmash also the ish liris mamar, but says it seems like for a regular person, regular man, it's forbidden for him to look into the mirror. And there it would seem kiatam, the reason is, mishum le yilbush give us some lasisha, because the pasuk in the Ramchav Beis Hei, that a man should not be wearing the garment of a woman, the Metargum, which the Targum translates, le yisakin gever petakun itza, a man should not groom himself the way a woman does. Which is looking in the mirrors. About none, this that we learned, which actually the Brisa, Perek Shoel, and Shabbos, Dav, Kovnam Tesem, and Alf. Ain't Roy Bemar B'Shabbos, you don't look in the mirror on Shabbos. Mavarj, because my Gemara explains, Bemar Shal Mateches, it's talking about a mirror that has metal. Nisha Adam, Asal Hashem, Benim, Namadol Dalas, because it's normal that a person, when they see something, a stray hair, or they'll cut it off, which you know I'll do on Shabbos. The Mashmah sounds like Dafik B'Shabbos. Only on Shabbos is a problem. Ha B'chol, sorry, but during the week it's permitted. So it tells us, Isha Ari, there is a by a woman. With Adam Lab Davka, a man is not precise, because the Isha B'chol in, because a man is always forbidden, even during the weekday. The Mefarish Taima, that they explain the reason they ain't Roy B'Mara, the reason why he cannot look in the mirror, is the Ba'am Isha Roy Niman Achas Labana B'Tosha. Because sometimes a woman on Shabbos, she's going to see her hair, see a white hair, gasp, and she's going to detach it and cut it off. But the chivchatz come to a liability of chatz. Masayimba, and the Yisham actually concludes and says, "Ve'ish apachay laser, that a man even during the weekday is forbidden to look in the mirror. That she'ina derech kavod, it's not honorable." Gimel dvar mitir lebeis Rebbe. Now there are three things that would be permitted for the house of the Rebbe. She Rebbe married, they should look in the mirror. She besap and claimi, they should grow this type of non-Jewish type of haircut. And v'shilam to lebenim chachma ziyam, they should teach their children the Greek chachma. And the reason is Shem is kukul malchus could have to be present. And by the government officials. Now, says it in the don't reject the Hadikar Me'apachalas, this that they said that it's forbidden for a man even during the weekday. Koya Ashar is Neiman, that's going on the cutting off the hair, which is Lakilavan's Matarash Chariz, is to take out the white hairs from the black hairs, which that was the concern of the woman. The Chanam Arin Perkam Snea, Tazigmar says actually over the Dev Tzadidab on the base, Lakilavan's Matarash Chariz, that if someone picks out the white from the black, Afila Achas, even one, Bishabas Chayv, Ashabas Gimme Chayv. And the Gemara says, yeah, even during the weekday, it's forbidden Mishum Le'ilbush because of Le'ilbush. The reason why on Shabbos even one, because it's doing something definitive. During the weekday, it's going to Le'ilbush. So you can't say that's what the Yerushalmi meant. Because of the fact that it brings on the Hitir Le'beis Rebbe Liris B'mara, that however the house of Rebbe, they permitted to look in the mirror. Mashmah sounds like the Asa B'chol Liris B'mara, who sounds like, but that, yeah, I mean, a regular man is forbidden to look in the mirror, but the house of Rebbe, they permitted. And that's what's Asar Al Le'ilbush. Now, however, in the usher, it's not forbidden. Kiim only lists noise. Only if you're doing it to beautify yourself. Then you're violating like feminine grooming of the stopper, but to get a haircut, like a lech, and to shave, or liris b'mar, to look in the mirror, shleichabas, but they shouldn't injure himself. Or because he has an eye problem and he's looking in the mirror. But they want to be sure that's permitted. And the one who checks people's hearts, Hashem, he knows what the purpose why you look in the mirror.
Now, halacha l'maisa, the halacha in practice, the asal l'stabim ovik achamin, I'll get a haircut from a non-Jew, elmikin roya, unless he sees, as the bachetz on the words b'mara in the mirror. But Philip Shul Shabbat, even the public domain, midika amar Rav Chana, from the fact Rav Chana said tastily that I'm deserving of it, the abiyah de Rav Meir, that I violated the pen of Rav Meir, who holds his always forbidden. And now, v'davka b'tar, that's specifically with a razor, the shchich b'hazeka b'kal, which very easily to come to danger. But with scissors, it's not so common that he could injure him with scissors. Sure, then it's permitted. If there's somebody else with him at that time.